Wow. All right. I'm just sending this out there so you know I did not forget about you. Okay.
This week has been something else. Do y'all ever have those weeks where you're just thinking, where did the time go? Like, it's Thursday, almost 10 p.m. And I'm just like, I haven't made one podcast this week. I've been swamped at work, trying to get my hours and juggling everything else. I put a pool up at my house. So, you know, that's been taking away some of my time and obviously juggling the Little League work. Thank God for volunteering, right? So, who knew second jobs would be so rewarding in the spirits. No, I mean, let's be real, right? I mean, I'm a dad, and I'm doing what I can do for my kids so they have a good time, a good summer, right? It's summertime. I've got to make sure my kids have a great summer because, hey, what do you do when you go back to school? Hey, what'd you do this summer, right? So, yeah, I want my kids to be able to say, I had a good summer. I did this. I did that. I went here. I went there. But, you know, I'm also working. We got the baseball league, and we're trying to keep that together. And, things can get a little heavy. So, definitely want to, keep it real and be realistic in what we're trying to get out of ourselves and not burn ourselves out trying to please everyone else, of course. Because you're the dad. You've got to keep it together. And you moms out there, I mean, obviously, y'all got to, you get to juggle the household whenever dad's not home or pick up all his pieces, you know. So, anyways, that's my way of saying you're appreciated, ladies. Okay, you are. Even if you work. If you work, I mean, you know that struggle is real. So, and I think you moms have like this extra like string on your heart that's attached to your kids that us dads don't have, which makes it harder for you to work. I'm not going to say that's because biblically speaking, your role is, not shepherding, but mothering your family. And doesn't mean you can't work, but it just means that, there's a little more love in your heart than what us guys hold. Because, the Bible doesn't say you have to love your husband, just as the husband has to love his wife. The wife only has to respect her husband. So I would imagine the love she doesn't have to give to her husband, she then passes on to her kids, and that's where it's at. So, I mean, that makes sense to me. I don't know about y'all. So, anyhow, I've had a good week. I can't complain, right? I mean, the Lord blesses me every day. I'm going to work in the air conditioning. I'm working. I'm walking, vertically. Whatever. So, hey, here's the thing. I gave platelets. No, did I? I gave blood. I gave 2 pints of blood the other day. They put me on this little Alex machine, which like takes the blood out, separates it all, and then puts it back in. So like they only take my red blood cells, and I get my white blood cells and my plasma back, I guess. So that was pretty cool. It's kind of weird, but cool all the same. So yeah, and kids got to go, so they got to see what the inside of the bus was like. Yes, I get blood on the bus. But it was cool. So maybe I'll talk more about that next time. So yeah, this is really like just a little 5-minute spotlight, just saying, hey, didn't forget about you. Still appreciate you guys, right? And that's kind of what we all want to hear. We don't need affirmation, right? I mean, especially us guys, we don't need affirmation. We're men. I almost sang the Robin Hood Men in Tights song, we're manly men. Yeah, maybe you don't know. I don't know. So, I'm manly men or whatever. I mean, we have, the face hair, everything like that. I used to hate facial hair, but I mean, then it grew on me. So, but yeah, I know. I still got to give them to you guys. You've missed them, I refuse to believe my dad got fired as a road worker for theft. But when I got home, all the signs were there.
Yeah? Yeah, come on. I mean, you guys have to enjoy this stuff, right? You know, I was fired from the keyboard factory yesterday. Yeah, I wasn't putting in enough shifts. Come on, you know. All right, who has a sister, right? I don't have any sisters. I only have brothers. But my brother bet me $15 that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen the look on his face as I drove past a... Okay, so yeah, that didn't work because that was supposed to be for a girl. Pasta. All right, whatever.
A slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas. Okay, so a slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas. These are the Pirates of the Caribbean. Get it, pirates? Pirates. Welcome to Plastic Surgery Addicts Anonymous. I see a few new faces here this week, and I must say, I am very disappointed.
All right, guys, that's all I got for you. There's nothing else, you know. Unless, of course, you want to make fun of the millennials generation. So, do y'all know why the hipster drowned? He went ice skating on the pond before it was cool.
Oh!
Yes, I know. I'm that bad as well, so... All right, y'all. Have a good night. Have a good day tomorrow. Evening. Morning. Put a episode out probably this weekend. I don't know. I may get some time tomorrow. But I'll put one out there for you. And otherwise, I hope things are good. And yeah, I've still got 3 cats. They're still alive. They're good. So yeah, we'll talk about that story another time too. All right. Y'all take it easy. Peace.